Okay, the first thing on the agenda after lunch is to work on resolving the three proposals that went into breakout rooms at the end of yesterday. And the way we will do this is that the hopefully there's a representative from each of those three groups. And so what that representative should indicate to us is whether the group was able to create a motion that they would like to put before the delegates. And if they were not able to create a motion that related to that the delegates can vote on, would they like to have a motion to refer it to a specific committee or the board? Okay. All right. So let me see. I thought I had those motions up in front of me. And I don't. Here we go. Okay. The first one was the ACA preamble in breakout room number one. And do we have someone who is representing that group to present that information? Please raise your hand. Okay, Josh. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we basically, the upshot is we talked about it a bunch and we decided while we had some thoughts about doing some wordsmithing, we thought it best to send it back to the Service Network Committee, with our thoughts, but let them continue working on them, give them those thoughts as input. So that's kind of where we landed. And Christopher took notes of all those thoughts, and I believe he should be able to share them. So the thought was to hand it back with those thoughts to the Service Network Committee.
Okay. All right. All right, Christopher, quickly then let us know any more details we need to have.
I sent our notes on to Jim, the secretary.
Okay.
We do not have a motion.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a motion, I should say.
Okay. So essentially what we're the group has decided is there's no motion other than, and it's not really a motion, is what you're saying. Just refer it back to the Service Network Committee for more work.
We could make it a motion, but we did not come today prepared with a motion. But if that needs to happen to operationally move things along, we can certainly do that.
I think it probably would be appropriate.
Okay, I make the motion to send it back to Service Network Committee with the notes that Christopher has delivered to Jim.
Okay. Jim, are you prepared to present us with a poll on that motion? Well, first of all, okay, sorry. Josh is making that motion on behalf of the committee. Do I have a second for that motion?
Could I ask that Josh type that in the chat to me so I could put it in the poll?
Okay.
Sure. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay. And I'm clearing the hands. Can we have a second from somebody who was in that group? If you weren't in that group, please take your hand down. Okay. So the second will be from Justine. Inner group 599. And the motion was from Josh, who is from
IG 626.
Intergroup 66, did you say?
626.
626, intergroup 626. Okay.
Jim, here's what I got so far. Does that look good?
Motion to send the preamble back to Service Network Committee for wordsmithing with our work group's thoughts. Is that a fair motion? Motion people?
It's what the group decided in a, and yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So are the, and of course, chat doesn't let me cut and paste. So much for that idea. That was a good idea. What gone south?
I think you can copy though.
Oh, can you cut and paste that? Your chat or no?
I believe you
copy and paste.
Can you copy and paste it into Slack?
Sure. I'll send that to you right now as a direct message.
Anything to avoid typing.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Not good when you.
Okay, sent.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Yep.
I'll get over that fear of typing one day. Okay, and is this a simple yes, I agree, I disagree, and I abstain?
Who's that a question for?
Mary Jo?
Pardon me?
What are the choices here? Yes, no, and abstain?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we are ready. Let's see if it works.
Okay, you'll have 1 minute to vote on this.
Point of order, shouldn't this say send proposal 3 back to committee or, so the motion we had, it should send the motion back to Service Network Committee, right?
The intention was to say send the draft preamble back to the Service Network Committee.
Yeah, it was not a motion, so it's a yes. So actually proposal
3, proposal 3.
Yes.
And we'll end the polling.
Okay. Overwhelmingly, the group has decided that, or the delegates have decided to do that. We have 88%. Because some people voted against it, if anybody feels strongly that they need to give a minority opinion on this, we will take 2 minutes to do that. So I'm clearing the deck for that. Raise your hand if you would like to speak to the minority. Okay. All right. Miles, 1 minute each or less. Okay. Marcus from Intergroup 648 in California.
Yes, I feel this should, if a motion should be able to have discussion on the motion. And I feel like this is not, you know, a real group conscience because there was not any discussion on it. And,
thank you.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's a. I'm going to go back. Point. That was a point of order that I missed, and I appreciate that. Let's go back. We will have Miles. We will have 10 minutes of debate on this motion. My bad, as they say. Okay. So, if you want to continue your comments, go ahead. Okay. Are you back on mute? Okay, all right. If you want to speak again and you were put back on mute, raise your hand again, please. Okay, let's start the 10 minutes and we'll start with Petra.
Oops. Hi there, thank you. Just one issue that I experienced, I haven't been able to resolve with anyone. We spoke yesterday and some of the comments were captured in the document. Then the document was put up so people could put their comments in, but not being familiar with the software, I couldn't really put any comments in. So I still have comments left that I would like to add to the amended proposal. And the question is, how can I do that?
Okay, we'll address that as soon as we're done with the debate. Okay, thank you. The next, thank you. The next person is Christopher, intergroup.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the first, as I was taking the notes, I did copy any important comments from the chat window. I copied those into the document. So if your comments, Petra, were in the notes that I was taking, they certainly were passed on to Jim. Okay, I see that they were not. So I gave Jim, the Secretary of World Service, a list of interested participants on working on that word. He will also reach out to you to be part of, if this does go forward to being sent back to committee, hopefully he will reach out to you, Petra, and include you in that work. If anybody wants to, I don't know how people would contact me. There's no chat. So if people want to, what's that, Miles?
10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I don't know how people can, I guess I'll put it up in Slack, a link to the document.
Thank you. Next is Louis B. from Florida 0302.
Thanks. I would like to see the addressing predatory behavior model used where they actually had some talent forums to gain fellowship input to get a fellowship group conscience around it before the proposal will be brought back, say, to the ABC for ratification. So again, the addressing predatory behavior, I think, did a great job of creating town halls, and they did the wordsmithing behind the scenes and gave several iterations of what they thought the wording would be. And it was a great opportunity for the fellowship to provide feedback. I'd like to see that happen with this, and that included in the motion. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Carol from Region 2.
Yes, while we were talking, a number of the people in the room voiced their interest in becoming part of the Service Network Committee. So Jim will have all those names, I guess, from Christopher, and contact them so we can all work together. Thank you.
And Marcus, Intergroup 648 from California.
Yes, I was part of this breakout group. I voted no on this going back to the committee because it was brought up that maybe this should go to the literature committee. My feeling was that it should go there mainly because I do think that it should get more fellowship-wide input that the literature committee has that type of mechanism to work on, and I'm concerned about it just going back into a small group without more fellowship wide input on it.
Thank you. Next is Zoe from California 1331.
I'm in agreement. I won't say too much because I don't want to repeat, but I'm in agreement with what Louis B said and Marcus about getting fellowship input for the final product. I think that's very important. And I understand that the European groups use the wording that's on the homepage of the WSO website. So I thought that was interesting. And I'm assuming there must have been some discussion of that yesterday. So anyway, fellowship input is really important, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Josh from Intergroup 626.
Yes. I just want to briefly echo something, which is implicitly call it out. One of the things we said in our breakup group is, like, if you're interested in continuing to work on this, you could volunteer for this effort on the Service Network Committee. People are like, oh, okay. I also do think that the idea of doing it in a addressing predatory behavior town hall style, like Lewis was saying, I support that very much too. And I would certainly be open to a friendly amendment along those lines.
Thank you. Next is Kathleen from California 1312.
Good morning. I'm curious to know what the town halls are like. There should be some way on the website, you know, the World Service website, so to get information about these kind of structures. I'm absolute, you know, Luddite when it comes to this. And I think there's probably a lot of us in that boat. So it would be good if there could be some easy way, not having to go through 72 different, you know, changes of page, to just get to some of these technical options. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Like a town hall.
The vote that we took was premature, and I apologize for that. We will now take a vote.
Point of information, Mary Jo.
Yes.
Okay, it appears it's been brought to my attention. Some people don't know what abstain means. Abstain means that you don't have a preference, yes or no, on this, or for whatever reason you've decided that you can't vote yes or no. And that's when you put abstain in there. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so we will take the poll again. Just to be clear, sending this back to the Service Network Committee does not preclude them from working with the Literature Committee or anyone else that they may choose to work with in order to make this happen. It's simply a vote to continue the effort and send it back for more work. That's the yes vote. No is that you don't agree with having a preamble and you don't want it to go back to the Service Network Committee at all. And abstain is you don't have an opinion either way.
And how much time do they have for this?
1 minute. We'll see. Okay, the vote is closed. Okay, and we have 85% who agree with sending it back to the Service Network Committee. And again, this is proposal, what proposal number is it? It's proposal 3. Thank you. And so at this time, if there is someone who wishes to speak for the minority opinion, please raise your hand. Okay, we'll take 2 minutes for that, Miles. Neil, from telephone meeting 272.
Yeah, I wanted to add a friendly amendment to it, and I didn't know how to do that before the vote. I tried, but I think that we need to add that it goes to a town hall type consensus for the entire fellowship to get input on the wording. Okay. I don't know how to do that at this point, but that was mine.
Well, the procedure with any new piece of literature is that there will be fellowship input. So.
Yeah. Great, then I would change my vote to yes then.
Okay, thanks. All right. Anyone else in the minority wishes to speak? Okay, then the motion passes. The proposal is sent back to the Service Network Committee with the notes that were taken during that breakout session. Okay, Mary thank Jo, you very much, Jim. Everybody, for your work on that. Next, we have
excuse me,
breakout. Yes.
This is Sharon. Mm-hmm. I would ask that people be mindful that English is not first language for everyone, and some of our idioms that we use in the United States may not translate into other countries. And so while someone else does, you know, may be able to speak perfect English, when we use jargon, for lack of a better word, American English jargon, that it doesn't translate easily. So please, the request was to slow down the speaking and to be mindful of people who need to interpret. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay. The next one is breakout room 2, which was proposal 8, additional boundary resources. And who is speaking for that group? Is that Jim R. from web meeting 0120, I presume?
Yes. Can okay. you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, thank you. I would like to recap the procedure that we went through yesterday briefly. I don't have the finished product in front of me, but I believe one of my colleagues will. So first off, we gathered and we started to share openly about our experience, strength, and hope surrounding personal boundary setting and the challenges that we have found in our own life, whether it's in meetings or in our own family situation. Then we began to focus more on the original motion that was, or the proposal that was presented to the delegation. We looked at it as there were two sentences proposed, and I was leading as a facilitator, and I suggested that we look at sentence 2, which seemed to be, this proposal was about creating a resource focused on boundaries. But sentence 2 was how that resource should be used. And I suggested that perhaps that was not necessary. Okay. In whatever we would be drafting, that it was maybe a little too confining, or it went overboard.
Okay. Jim, I'm going to ask you, and I appreciate the information about how you approach the task. We do have a motion on the table. It's on the screen. It says, and I'm not sure who is actually making this motion. It's from that group, I presume, but somebody it'll have to attach to someone. We propose that we direct the Literature Committee to create and distribute educational resources that assist adult children with establishing healthy, safe boundaries. Is that reflective of the motion that came out of that group?
Well,
or the recommendation?
I would just add that one of our members, Alexandra from Sweden, drafted that or something similar, and there was a discussion as to whether it should be resource or resources, whether it was a singular item or multiple items. But basically, that was what we came up with. I don't know if that, I thought it was, we were going with a singular as a final product.
Nope. So if I may speak, so this is what was at the end of the meeting, and this was what had been drafted, was the consensus from the group 2 meeting was with the S resources was, so that's, I took that down as the actual, as we took away at the end of the meeting as the agreed to proposal that we would present. That's in the form that's being shared by Jim right now. That's what we had.
And this is Robert speaking from, yes, Florida 173. Okay. Yes.
I would say it's splitting hairs. That's idiom, but I think
this is GMI. I just got another chat message that they wanted to put in the parentheses S's. I think it was from a member of the team. Is it okay either way, or do you want me to go back without the parentheses?
This is Charlie. I actually do remember the apostrophe S construction being added in, and that people felt relief like that had sort of pulled together two different approaches.
All right, we're going to, unless there's someone else from that committee that has different information, I think we have to go with this as the motion. Okay, let's do that. And we're not going to vote on it. Let's see, not yet. All right. Let's see, I want to be sure, okay, that I'm approaching this correctly. Okay, we will first now, I have a motion on the floor, and I'm going to clear the slate, and whoever is from that group is making that motion. Okay, so the motion is made by Robert from Florida 173. The second is from Tamara P. from, let's see, Tamara, where are you? You're from Minnesota 0056. Okay. All right. Now we will, pardon me?
Mayor Jo, Greg, that shouldn't that read, we move or we make a motion as opposed to we propose?
That would be more correct. Yes. Thank you, Greg. Okay. So, now we will have 10 minutes of discussion. Miles, 1 minute maximum per person. And we'll start with Kathleen from California 1312.
Hi, my memory of the discussion is that we did agree on this with the S in parentheses so that they could. With the discussion was around whether or not it ought to be in text or should be in workshops or in other options, and we decided we wanted it to be open that way. Not that the information would be all that different, but that it would be presented in any number of technical ways that would be useful to the group. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Bill D. from Florida 158.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I would just propose a friendly amendment to take out the word and distribute. The literature committee doesn't really do the distribution of our literature.
Okay. Will the proposers of the motion, Robert, will you accept that friendly amendment? And please raise your hand so I can unmute you.
Yeah, so I think it makes sense because we're overstepping boundaries in terms of giving them the mandate to distribute. So I can see that's a good amendment.
Thank you. So this is amended. I need a second for the amendment, I believe. Annie, correct me. okay.
Yes, you do. And then you have discussion on the amendment only.
Okay, all right. On the amended motion, okay. All right, okay, so the motion now reads, we make a motion that we direct the literature committee to create educational resources, S in parentheses, that assist adult children with establishing healthy, safe boundaries. Okay, now we will have discussion on the amended motion. Okay, and the first person to speak in that discussion is Anita from Belgium 0009.
Yes, hello, I just wanted to say that we did not say and distribute yesterday. It was not in our proposal as I remember it. So the motion we wanted to put is actually like it is right now. We see it under environment thesis and we never talked about distribution. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Robert from Florida 173. All right, let's go to Anne from Intergroup 644 in New Jersey.
Mary Jo, this is Sharon. That was not Robert's background noise. That was someone else.
Okay. I didn't think so, yeah. He was on mute. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, Anne?
Hi, this is Anne. I'm wondering if that language previously to distribute really was indicating that they were going to release and publish it, that it wasn't just going to be created and then not go anywhere, but that it was going to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's always part of the process implied, but thank you for that that point and hope. Okay, the next person to speak is Ellis from New Jersey, 134.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the concerns that were voiced yesterday about possibly having too much new literature that is being produced. And I was wondering if part of this discussion was the idea to combine it possibly with other publications that are coming out, such as the beginner's guides or the service manual. So I was wondering if we could somehow include that in the wording, that there might be a possibility to combine this. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you. And just as a point of order, that anything that's created, it may end up as part of something else or be added to, but Charlie has asked to speak to that. I will unmute you to do that quickly, Charlie.
Yeah, speaking to Ellis's comment, we absolutely have a number of publications in which boundaries would be relevant. So as we develop the material, it will be, there's no, you don't need a motion specifically for that result to happen.
But speaking to this particular motion, this is I'm presuming this is a validation that specific boundary information be
created
in whatever.
Created and woven into our collective literature, yes.
Okay. Thank you. The next person.
Point of order, that's the amendment that we're talking about right now, right?
Yes. Okay, the next person to speak is Jim R. from Web 0120.
Hi. So during our discussion, it was really fascinating to see what people thought the word resource meant. And we're very quick to think of a handbook or a handout or a trifold or a book itself. But this could also just have been a compilation of references to where instruction on boundaries is found in all of our literature, that this did not necessarily have to be something that's published in the form of anything, but just a listing of where you can find information on boundaries. At one point, that was what came up surprisingly for me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person to speak is Helen from California 1385.
Hi. Specific boundary information being created. We don't know what it is exactly yet, but we discussed the need and the want for tent cards, PowerPoint, workshops. If we make things, people can take what they want and leave the rest. There are so many people worldwide that have expressed the need for boundary information, that once it's out there and once we have fellowship information making these things, I think there will be no problem. Just take what you want and leave the rest. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the discussion portion or the debate portion is complete. Just the motion that came out of this committee with the that includes or the amendment that deleted the distribution piece of it is what will be voted on at this point. So Jim, if you will put the poll up, you're deciding yes, you believe that resource additional boundary resources information should be created. B, you no, you don't think we need anything more than we have, including anything that directs us to those resources, or C, you abstain because you neither agree nor disagree. Okay, the poll is closed. We have a majority of 85% who say that yes, they approve of this motion. 6% disagree with the motion, 9% abstain. We will now take 2 minutes. If anyone of those who abstain, I'm sorry, those who disagree that said no would like to present a minority opinion, it's not required, but if you'd like to, please do.
Mary Jo, yes. This is a point of order for the parliamentarian. Mm-hmm. Did we pass the motion or did we just pass the amendment in that particular vote? And would that require a final vote on the amended motion?
I was sitting here trying to write back to Greg. What has been taking place should only be discussion on the amendment, which is to remove the word and distribute. The vote should be taken on that, not on the entire motion. If the body decides that, yes, they want to see the motion proceed without the words and distribute, then you go back to discussion on that motion as it has been amended. Then, once your discussion is over, then you vote on the amended motion.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
I jumped the gun, thank you for.
I cannot raise my hand for some reason whenever there's a screen share.
That's because you're listed as a co-host. And so maybe Sharon, let's move her out of co-host position so that she can do that.
I just write to Greg, that's all. I keep
okay. Hitting. If you want to do that, that's great. Okay. All right, so let's recap then. Essentially what we, I don't want to take the time to go back and redo everything that we just did, is can we just, Annie, can we just say that?
Let me make it easy back. Okay. Okay. The body has overwhelmingly, I think it was 85%, voted for the amendment.
Okay.
Okay. So now, you go ahead and you place that amended motion on your screen, and then your body will now vote for that motion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have agreed to the amendment, and now we are going to revote or vote again, take a new vote on the amended motion. Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Poll is closed. And we have 90% in favor of the motion, the amended motion, and 3% that say no, 7% who abstain. All right. Now, if any of those three people who disagreed would like to present a minority opinion, they may. It's not required. Okay. All right. Seeing no hands raised. Then we will consider this motion passed and it will move to the, be sent to the Literature Committee. And I'm giving my friend Max a big hug because I you know, it's kind of like, okay, this is not an ACA meeting, but I'm giving myself an affirmation that I didn't do that right, but it's okay. We have enough people here who stepped in and helped me figure that out. So I appreciate it. This is a team effort. All right. Okay, thank you. Then we will now move to the third breakout group, which is the proposal on, it's proposal 6, literature for situations in which individuals or groups have not followed the traditions or principles of ACA. All right, can, Kelly, are you saying that you are from that group and would like to speak to that?
Yes, Mary Jo, can I ask you invite also Kathy T from California in. She was the secretary I facilitated, just so that she can speak for a minute right after me.
Will do. Kathy, please raise your hand.
Okay, so this group, my group voted yes on this one. And the question that, that I've heard continually, not only in the ABC, but just in general, often comes up around meeting safety. And we always fall back on the traditions. And, you know, the traditions have different interpretations depending on who you're speaking to, what level of service and maturity in the program. But out of our group of about 27 people, almost everybody had an experience around this. And, you know, the kind of go-to responses take things back to group conscience or take things to your business meeting. However, as we see, that's really just a very first step and often doesn't resolve issues. So this group had a really robust, healthy discussion on it. We talked about it up until about 5 minutes before our time was up, and then we started putting our motions out. So Kathy, I'm going to hand it over to you to add anything, but the motion that Kathy put together is on the screen.
Thank you, Kelly. The breakout group number 3, which addressed proposal 6, we developed a consensus motion to gather the feedback that we received, as Kelly mentioned, in a very strong discussion among everyone. The proposal, I'd like to read it out loud, but it is on your screen. Create a subcommittee or group, and this part is in parentheses, to be determined, to research and develop solution-oriented resources via the traditions for the purpose of addressing safety in meetings for the benefit of the entire fellowship. And that is our motion. Thank you for letting us present it. And I pass.
Thank you. Okay, so at this point then, we are going to, I need a, actually I'm going to, if it's okay with, if no one has an objection, what I'm going to do is presume the motion was made by Kelly from telephone meeting 0341 and seconded by Kathy from California. Yes. I'm not seeing the
California 837.
837, thank you. All right, so we have a motion and we have a second. And so now we move into 10 minutes of debate on that motion. And Jim, if you can put the motion back on the screen so that we can see it better. Okay, thank you. All right, the first person to speak will be Guy from Rhode Island 0014.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm on the committee as well. I think the only things that have been left off of here, that there was some discussion about it being a virtual type approach and that it be done in a manner that it could be used for workshops or in groups themselves if they wanted to use them as presentation. That's it, I pass.
Okay, thank you. Next person is Scott from Texas 0131.
Yeah, hi. I was also in the breakout group. I want to say something like, you know, I realize that different organizations within ACA have been working on it. I know there were town halls, and I know there was like a predatory behavior working group. And I just feel very strongly to just keep putting this up in front and center and of course make use of what's been done and make use of everybody who still wants to be involved with it. But to put this motion forth and keep it front and center. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next we have we have Brad from Maryland 0060.
Hi, I'm Brad. I was in the group, and I was in
the minority here, but I really wish we had gotten to hear from the author of this proposal, because now it's been narrowed down to meeting safety, and I don't think that was the intention of the proposal. I think the proposal was about the entire health of a meeting, meetings that get into trouble. I think we have a lot going on with safety, with the safety tabletop thing, and I wish this had addressed the entire health of the meeting rather than just safety, to encompass all meeting problems.
Thank you. Next is Jim from Web Meeting 0120.
Hi, this is Jim, and I was not in this discussion group. I'm kind of surprised because it doesn't bear much resemblance to the original proposal, which to me kind of summarized that they wanted a what not to do booklet for meetings in general. And so I don't recognize the original proposal in this. I think I might vote no. I mean, not that this is a bad motion, but I just don't recognize it. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Sue from Canada 332.
Thank you. It's Sue V from CAN 332, Toronto, Canada. I was in that committee, and I wish we had more time. We all do. I would expand it and make it higher in the sense of increasing the health of ACA meetings and addressing safety issues, because we get more solutions when we go higher. And so I'm very interested in solution focus, very interested in the health of our meetings. The other piece is maybe as well, to Jim R's comment, expanding it to take in some of the principles that were part of the original proposal, because there were some really great ideas around putting specific experience, strength, and hope in overcoming challenges. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Next is Christopher from Long Island Intergroup 651.
Thank you. I might suggest an amendment. I don't know if this would get a second, but instead of safety in meetings, say safety between members. I myself, having had chaired many meetings, if I see something that even looks like it might be a rule, I might be guilty of starting to try to control others. Whereas if it's safety between members, it refers back to me being able to take care of myself and not, you know, not worrying about controlling others. So I might suggest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Actually, are you suggesting an amendment, Christopher? Is that it?
Yes, safety between members for the benefit of the entire fellowship.
Kelly, raise your hand, please. All right. Kelly, do you believe that this is an amendment that you'd like to entertain?
I think it's a good idea. I also really like the idea adding in the health. Can we add that in there also? And then maybe I can get Kathy to come chime in on that, or anybody else. I like Brad's idea about not just safety, but the health of the meeting.
Kathy, I'm going to need your hand raised as well. It's actually the proposer of the motion, which is the group. Okay, so this would say the friendly amendment to this and is that addressing safety. Jim, did you get that wording?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix people's names right now. I feel embarrassed.
No, that's
I messed
okay.
Up horribly.
Okay. All right.
I say what I was thinking, addressing safety in meetings, I thought I had it. Health and safety in meetings and among members.
Between members. My proposal was, because it's not just in meetings, it's at other events, that are ACA sponsored events. It's out, it's as
immediately before you start the meeting. It's immediately after you, you know, leave the meeting. It could be in the parking lot. So not to limit it to just in meetings, but, you know, treatment of each other, you know, in as many circumstances as possible, but not to limit to just in meetings.
Mary Jo, I think we need to have some conference with our parliamentarian. Mm-hmm. Anna, right. Can you come in?
I'm trying to get to her to unmute her.
If you want to leave in meeting, you know, that's fine. But between members, not between meetings.
Okay. All right. But I think okay. All right. Go ahead, Annie.
Okay. First of all, if there's going to be an amendment that's completely different than a friendly amendment, okay. So if you are making an amendment to delete words, then that's what we need to be discussing. And the whole conversation started to get rolling on what it would look like. So we need to bring it back in to, I believe it's Christopher. If you are making an amendment, that's what we need to have Jim place in there. You know, maybe red line, whatever you want taken out, or insert in red what you want inserted. And then that has to have a second.
Okay.
And then you go through your discussion and voting on that, and just like we did with the last motion that was presented.
So you have to write back in meetings and then strike that through so that people know exactly what, you know, if I get a second on that amendment.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So the words.
I'm gonna take the participants out because it's getting in my way here. Is that okay?
Yes, yes.
Mary Jo, you might want to leave me unmuted for a minute.
Yes, I'm going to do that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to take the original one here. And do this. Unless someone wants to teach me Word and how to do, you know, whatever it's called, change tracking.
Strike out.
So I got the original one here. Does everyone, is there any... an amendment to make to the second one? You could either send it to me via chat, or I'll work with you to type it in here.
I believe if you
this go is to Kelly. How about and I got this in a message from Kathy, addressing safety between members and the health of meetings.
Well, that's not the amendment I'm proposing.
Okay. Christopher, if you'll indulge me for a moment. Christopher, you were the one that made the amendment?
Yes.
Suggested the amendment? Can you please let Jim know what to insert where on the second?
So strike through in meetings, and that would be under insert. I believe, testing my word knowledge here.
On the home page of Word, there's next to bold, italics, there and is. Underline, there is strike through, Jim.
Thank you. And insert right after that between members. Yeah, and that's the only thing I'm looking for a second on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, Mary Jo, you have to have now a second to this amendment. And from there, if someone seconds it, then you can open up for discussion for whatever time frame you want, only on the amendment, which means only on the addition and the deletion that Christopher just presented.
Okay. All right, now would someone raise their hand to second the motion? And I have a second from Stephen B. from California 218. All right. Then now I'm going to clear the boards and we will have an abbreviated discussion, if that's okay, on the amendment, because we're going to run into time issues if we, well, I guess we do have time. Okay, so.
How much time?
This is something, Annie, we didn't discuss the amount of time we would take for amendments. Our hope was that we wouldn't end up with too many amendments, but.
Give it 5 minutes.
Pardon me?
Give it 5 minutes if you want.
5 minutes, okay. All right, we'll start with Josh from Intergroup 626.
Yeah, this is a kind of a process question. I'm not clear, and this is maybe a question for the parliamentarian, if there ends up being like an amendment to an amendment to amendment, do those all have to happen as sequential votes? Or can there be like an amendment to an amendment before the vote on the First Amendment is fully accepted?
Yeah, can I interject here? The reason we sent these proposals to small groups was to avoid something like that. And if the small group wasn't able to come up with an amendment, or a proposal or a motion rather, a motion, and that would be appropriate to vote on, then it would be, we wouldn't be having a motion. I think it's appropriate to say that we can take a single amendment to the motion at this point, because otherwise we've superseded what we set up those small groups for. Annie, does that make sense?
Perfectly.
Okay. So we have one amendment on the floor. If this is not approved, then
you go back to the original motion.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you, Josh. And the next person to speak is Brad from Maryland 0060.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I didn't realize we were doing amendments in the comment thing. This amendment, I think, does so very, very little to this motion. And I think we've gone far from the intent of this. I think the intent was how to help unhealthy meetings come up with the best practices type of thing that we could share if they can't get in contact with someone that's going to do the best practices. So I'm really against this, adding this little amendment. I would be for adding health and best practices, but I think it's a shame that we're just going to have this one amendment that's really so minor in word choice.
Okay, thank you. Next is Duff from Utah 029.
Yes, I hope my comment isn't inappropriate, but I'm looking at the Big Red Book at the bottom of page 533, which is tradition 9, and the top of page 534, which talks about safety committees. I object to the word safety in general, because that word, especially among ACAs, is loaded with emotion and interpretations. And on page 534, and it is talking about safety committees, a committee on group safety would invariably lead to a set of rules that groups could use to expel troublesome ACA members. Bad idea. And another thing that was significant about this reading was a safety committee would take away from the power of a group members to handle their own affairs, which involves tradition 2. So I think that this is going beyond the traditions and we need to pull it back into the traditions. And again, I think it's gone far beyond what the original intention was.
Thank you. Next to speak is Carol from region 2.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we have a working group on safety now in World Service. And also, this is way away from the original.
Okay. We have an addressing predatory behavior group. We don't have safety that I know of. Okay. Tony P. from Illinois 193.
Hi, I'm Tony. I'm an adult child. I'm getting very confused and a little frustrated. I thought we were asking for comments from the working group that we were working with yesterday. And what I want to address to our motion is I think this group was looking for a place to take grievances when all else failed, when they were involved in meetings that didn't have traditions being honored, that were hurting the reputation of ACA, and they had no place to go. And what I was looking for and what I was understanding from this proposal was they were looking for a place to take grievances to where they could get some guidance and support. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, time on both.
Okay, all right. Now we will take a vote on this amended motion.
So we're voting on the amendment itself, Mary Jo.
Yes, just the amended. I'm sorry, I phrased that wrong. We're taking a vote on just the amendment. Do you approve the amendment, which is to remove the word in the words in meetings and add between members? So the second reading. Okay. Jim is plugging that into the poll. So what we're voting on again is this amendment to change that small bit of wording.
You know what?
I did. Thank you. Oh, dear.
Point of order, that's not what we're voting on. Voting on the change, the amendment.
You're right. Jim? Missing safety. It's supposed to say between members, Jim. Addressing safety between members for the benefit of.
Yeah, just another reason why I don't like.
Point of order here. I correct me if I'm wrong, Annie, but I think that this should only say delete in meetings and add between members. That's all it should be on this.
That is correct. It's the
thank you.
The section in the middle, the proposal, it's in the middle.
So the wording of this motion should be that we are deleting the words in meetings and adding between members.
Correct.
That's the motion.
That's all the vote should be on at this point.
Okay.
And that's the amendment. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for catching that, Greg.
Okay. No, that. Okay. As long as everybody understands what you're voting on right now is that we've taken out the words in meetings and added between members. That's what you're voting on, that wording, the changing of that wording. Do you agree with those words being changed or not? You're not voting on the amended motion as it reads, or it's not an amended motion yet. Okay. All right. We do not have a clear majority on that. Annie, do we do a minority opinion on? Okay, I didn't think
No, at this point, the amendment fails. You go back to the original motion, which is the first one on the screen, I believe.
Great. The one at the top.
It would probably make more sense if the others were good. Jim, you're reading my mind.
All right. And since we interrupted the discussion on the original motion to entertain the amendment, we will continue with debate on the original motion. We will have 5 more minutes of debate.
Correct.
Okay.
Julianne has another motion. I don't know how we do this in sequence.
No, we're not entertaining any other amendments to the motion.
I'm no more amendments, okay.
Hopefully everyone understands that these motions, they do not preclude whoever works on this subcommittee. This is about creating a subcommittee or group to create and develop materials. It does not preclude them from doing a little bit more in line with what the original proposal was. So, okay. So now we will have 5 minutes. Okay, the first one to speak is Stephen from California 218.
Hi, this is Stephen from San Francisco. I wasn't on the committee yesterday and I voted against the original proposal because I didn't see the value in focusing on or the universality of the failure of traditions. So I really want to commend this group's rewriting of this proposal, or excuse me, this motion to focus on solution-focused resources. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then next is Joni from Maine 0040.
Hey there, I'm Joni, adult child. And I don't see at all where this proposal is talking about the stories. And it seemed primarily to me that they wanted the submitters of this wanted stories in the pamphlet, such as that are found in the Big Red Book in the section on Tradition 10 or in the Crosstalk pamphlet. Stories of how members dealt with people not following the members not following the traditions or principles of ACA. And since this is so far from that and doesn't say anything about sharing those stories of experience. Thank you, and I'll pass. That's basically it.
Thank you. Next is Joan. Okay, that was Joni. Next we have Mikkel from Denmark. 004.
Yes, hello everybody. I was part of the discussion group, and I just wanted to briefly state that the reason why we ended up with this was because the discussion and the sharings expanded pretty widely, and we saw quite early on that this topic expands to a lot of different levels of meetings, servers, interactions, sponsors, sponsees, you know, there's a lot of different areas where this can interact. we wanted to have a solution focus to actually provide tools for the people. And there was concern about not having a further expansion of the Big Red Book, which is why we termed it differently. Stories can definitely be part of it. That could be part of the, when it goes to committee or whatever. And there was also a discussion about using both tradition and the concepts and taking, you know, whatever resources to address these things. Thank you. Okay.
Next is Marsha from Illinois 0237.
I think we already have a committee that deals with safety. And I think this committee should add, or these people should join them. I don't think this has anything to do really with the first proposal, which I think is a need, is for people. I mean, it can be phrased in more of a problem solving way, but in how people have successfully used the traditions to negotiate group interactions. Thank you.
Before we go any further, pause the timer, Miles. Charlie, just to be clear, Charlie, we do not have a safety committee right now, do we?
I think there may be something operating in member services. We certainly are talking about reconfiguring it, but that's a discussion that, again, like many things, got derailed by coronavirus. We certainly have had conversations about what's the best way for WSO to address safety comprehensively. I do have a question about this motion that I think falls in the realm of a point of information or point of order, probably more a point of information. The first phrase of it's very vague, create a subcommittee or group, parentheses, to be determined. My understanding is any business of the ABC is to direct WSO to set something in motion. So I guess what I'm wondering is the motion directing WSO to create a subcommittee or group, or is there some other intent of some other group reporting to somebody else? Because if that's the case, I think there might be a question as to whether that's something to be done at an ABC.
Okay, all right. Thank you. The last comment, because we're at the end of time, the time is Kathleen from California 1312.
Yes, thank you. I concur with Duff and Joan Nee and Marianne from Indiana about the need to bring this around to being on the traditions and on the solutions based on the traditions. And I want to point out the fact that the people that were most behind this were people from outside the United States, Canadians and people in Europe who were interested in making sure that they had the sense of how we deal with this sort of thing. Yeah. And I really suggest that we try to put something in an online forum to go in those directions so that this kind of interaction, which I think is really productive, could be furthered. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. We will now take a vote on this motion the way it reads, which is to create a subcommittee or group to be determined to research and develop solutions oriented resources via the traditions for the purpose of addressing safety in meetings for the benefit of the entire fellowship. There was a point of order given to Greg that maybe I was interjecting information that wasn't necessary or appropriate. If I did that, I apologize. I wanted to clarify, there were comments made that we already had a safety committee, and I wanted to clarify whether that was true because I didn't know. And so, anyway, all right. So as soon as Jim has that, that's not it. Okay. It's not an amendment.
Motion in true.
Okay, the original motion. Okay, you are in favor of it. You do not agree with it or you abstain. Okay, the poll is closed. Okay, the motion right now does not pass. It had 48% in favor, 45% against, and 8% abstain. We will now take 2 minutes for anyone who would like to speak.
Mary Jo, I'm sorry, but not at this point. There is no longer any minority opinion.
Oh, you're right, it didn't pass. It didn't pass. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phew. All right.
Chocolate.
Yes. Oh my God, my chocolate. Okay. All right. So this motion did not pass. And so we are done. We are actually done then with the three proposals that went to breakout rooms. And right now, we are ahead of time. And what I had suggested to earlier to others was that we take some time now to continue some of the discussion that we had earlier, the question and answer specifically that we were doing before break time. We can take about a half hour to do that. Miles set the clock for a half hour, and then we will take an early personal needs break at that point. I'd like a show of hands. I don't want to make a unilateral decision. The yes, no, I'm sorry, not show of hands, I apologize. Please indicate by yes, no, that you're okay with this, taking a half hour for further questions and answers, just in general, for committees or board members or whoever, and then we'll take an early personal needs break. Okay. As soon as we reach 60% on that, we're going to go with it. All right. All right. We have at least right now, we have 76 people out of 100 and I think 6 voting members. So we are going to go with it. All right, Charlie. Would you care to conduct this session again?
Sure, be happy to. First off, thank you to everybody. I'm grateful I was not sitting in Mary Jo's seat for any of the voting management and debate management. And Annie, thank you very much for helping us walk through the different motions. This will probably be the last open session for the ABC, but I absolutely would encourage any of the delegates, particularly, well, anybody, to stay involved. If you get into Slack, it's actually a very easy way to reach others within the community, including, but not limited to, those on the board. So we also do a monthly teleconference on the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 2:00, 2 p.m. 1400 European time, or rather 2:00 Eastern U.S., 6 hours later in most of Europe. And I invite everybody who's interested to join on those calls. There, in a sense, they're sort of like a mini ABC reports, time for the fellowship to ask questions. So with that, What we wanted to do, we started with coronavirus earlier today. Certainly, we're open to other questions and comments. But the one other thing, if we had time, which we do, is to just really open up the door to just any questions you want to direct to the board, any suggestions you want to make, particularly, again, but not limited to a focus on emerging needs in the fellowship. If you think there are things that are issues out there that either we should think about or that there's something that should be brought to our attention or to the whole ABC's attention, the floor is open. So I encourage anybody to raise your hand. And Mary Jo, would you be willing to continue doing the recognizing?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just a second. Let me get back to that screen. Apologize. Okay, the first person is Jeannie from Florida 152.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for calling on me. There's such a huge need for outreach, and thankfully, after being encouraged by Bill D, I was able to get us approved in the Palm Beach County Jail, and my team presented to about 44 inmates, and they were, to use the term that unit manager used, they were captivated. They wanted red books right then and there. My team was ready to give them to them, but we couldn't because of contraband. But there's such a huge need for outreach. And I wanted to ask if there could be more access of information regarding the outreach efforts that are being done, like perhaps any of those endeavors, accomplishments, communications could be directed right to the intergroup. My community is a little tired of me and the announcements. So if they were hearing, you know, the other efforts from the outreach public service committee, that would be great. And I also want to say that I'm curious if Bill could mention before the end of the day what percentage of the amount of our revenue is received from contributions versus literature sales. And am I done?
You have one more.
Okay. I just want to say that it's been incredibly rewarding to sponsor someone in Norway this past year. And I would love to be a service sponsor to get the BRB in Norwegian or somehow be able to figure out a way that they could get the BRB in Swedish because a lot of Norwegians don't speak English. Thanks for hearing me, you guys.
Thanks so much. Before we go to the next person, just quickly, Richard, do you have anything to say about the jail outreach?
He has to raise his hand.
Okay. Rich, if you're here, can you raise your hand? Okay, we'll move on. And if Richard gets in later, we'll get back to you, Jeannie. Next then, okay. Sorry.
Next is Dahlia from Israel 0007.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, huh?
Let me know if not. Thank you everybody so much for what you did for us. That's very much.
Actually, now we can't hear you very well.
So I will shut my video. Okay. Video. Okay. So thank you all for your service for running this for us. I want to say two things. One regarding the coronavirus situation and the share, I believe it was Kelly, about the phone meetings. I would like to suggest that the phone meetings will all be accessible internationally. I know it's an option with freeconference.com or whatever service is used, that the numbers will be accessible locally, which currently most of them are not. They're all US-based numbers, and that makes them almost inaccessible to people from outside the United States. So maybe they would like maybe to respond to it if there's time or just consider it. And the other thing I wanted to, that's for David M. in your report, you shared about, I didn't get the information, recovery.com that has resources for recovery. I would like to get the whole information about that, if possible. And also, I don't remember who spoke about Facebook with 11,000 members, if they can share the information about that too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Yes, Miles is asking me whether we're timing this. I think we need to do that so that everybody gets a chance to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try with 1 minute roughly.
Okay. Bill, I think, are you wanting to respond to a question quickly?
Yes, I do, Mary Jo. Jeannie asked a question about what percent of our revenue was Seventh Tradition contributions versus sales. And I can say that for the last 2 years, we came in at 11% Seventh Tradition contributions compared to 89% for sales.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm going to call on Sean from Taiwan 0001. Welcome, Sean. There we
go. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sean, an adult child of an alcoholic. Based in Banqiao, Taiwan. I represent the, this is my first time as a delegate. I'm representing the ACA Formosan group. And my question is, or my thought is, because literature is astronomical to be shipped out here, my first thought was, is it possible for us to get permission to print the books here ourselves? But then the thought is there's not very many books necessary. So then the other thought is there some way to maybe purchase the actual price of the book for maybe a PDF file or some sort of a file that we could take on a USB stick to the print shop and have it printed out? And that maybe sounds kind of old fashioned, but trying to think of a solution so that we're not paying for 75 books for a Big Red book to get out here. And I know there are, you know, the Amazon and the Kindle versions as well, but some people actually want a book in their hand.
Sean, this is Charlie. Send a note to litchair@acawso.org. We are really expanding our models for what we call distance delivery, getting small groups of affordable books to places like Taiwan.
Great, thanks.
David had an answer to Jeannie's comment about the jails.
Okay, fine. David, is your hand raised? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, we do have we have sent books into a jail. There's one women's prison who is working really actively with us, and we are doing outreach to jails. So we contact Richard, myself, and we'll help you facilitate that. We also recently are doing a veterans PTSD center, so it's we're pretty active in that area as we can. There's another question about international. There are, in Zoom, if you go into it correctly, if it's posted correctly, it'll show all the numbers for international. Also, the one I talked about was intherooms.com. That's flat out. It doesn't matter where you are. It's just a website portal. And that has 7 meetings a week. But there's Zoom does have that capability. You just have to have the right coding where it shows all the different international numbers for it. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to remind everybody that we did take a vote yesterday that it was okay for me to go out of order for hands that are raised in order to get to people who have not had an opportunity to speak before. So, Miles, did you have your hand raised?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes. Am I unmuted now?
Now you're unmuted, yes.
Okay. I did have another answer for or question for Jeannie. She said that the books for that prison she was talking about were contraband. I'm wondering if she's talking about the hard-covered BRB or the soft-covered BRB, because most prisons will allow the soft cover and not the hardcover. Okay.
I'm going to suggest that the two of you talk offline. You know who each other is, and do that in the interest of time. But thank you for that question, a clarification, definitely. I'm going to call next on Alex from Tennessee Intergroup 638.
Yes, thank you very much. This question is directed to, I don't know, Human Resources Office Manager. Tennessee Intergroup is concerned with WSO's responsiveness. Intergroup voted in all new service positions for 2020, and our previous literature chair unfortunately refused to assist us with transferring her duties, including spreadsheets, invoices, and contacts, so we could continue to purchase and distribute large amounts in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. I attempted to contact WSO over the course of 2 weeks via phone and email. I had Bill D's email from a previous conversation, so I contacted him and he helped us within 24 hours. My phone calls and emails were never returned from the WSO office. Our intergroup feels we should not have to rely on our, quote, you know, buddy on the inside to return our calls and emails. My question is, what is WSO doing to keep this from happening in the future? Thank you.
Yes, David.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a problem at that era, and that helped us figure it out. There was misdirected emails when we switched around responsibilities. Those emails are not really being received. And the same with the phone. We have two different lines. That one was kind of going to a dead zone, and the one for our help desk was going directed. So that helped us get that straightened out, and it's not a problem anymore. So that was a one-time occurrence that we have corrected. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question person is Alexandra from Sweden, 0163.
Yes, I messaged, but I would like to bring it to everybody here that I think it was so good. There was somebody yesterday that said to hear more voices in these kind of settings, not the people that click the fastest on the raised hand. If we could make this part of our future Robert's Rules of Order or parliamentary procedure, because it gets a very nice feeling and more people are able to be heard, then we hear the same people, including myself, that has it easy to speak and raise the hand quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, okay. Let's hear from Maria, Sweden, 023.
Hello, everyone. I'm concerned with how we reach out to newcomers when more meetings are going online. I feel that online resources may be more for the people who already know of us. And I'm thinking about what we can do. Maybe the board, maybe each and every one of us to show that we exist to the people that hasn't found us yet in times where we don't go and meet in person as we usually do. And also how we can welcome newcomers to online meetings so that they can stay and stick to the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next is Josh from Intergroup 626.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just wanted to open up or ask for some comment on board sort of perspective on looking at issues like safety and traditions and concepts. I think I'm hearing a lot of things floating around that touch on that. And there's a lot of things that I think connect in there that, you know, in some way, one of them was the thing that just failed. But I think there's a whole nexus of things coming together on that. And I also shared in the Slack channel the 2019 annual report from the Addressing Predatory Behavior Working Group, because I think that's another thing that also relates to this topic. So that's what I want to say to open this up. Love to hear what the board has to say about it.
Okay, thank you. We want to, did you want to say something, Charlie?
Does anybody else on the board want to speak to safety generally? I would like maybe 30 seconds.
Okay, I would suggest that we don't go into a long discussion because that will take away from other people's
questions. No, I totally understand. Josh, all I can say is this has been one of these discussions that has gained strength and depth over the last 2 years. Certainly, and I see David's hand is raised also, so I'll recognize him. It's already begun discussions both inside and outside the board, so I expect something more concrete to keep emerging on this after this ABC. I see David's hand is down. So with that, I'll return it to you, Mary Jo.
Okay, thank you. The next person is Marie from Sweden 063.
Yeah, hi, Marie, adult child. I just want to thank you all for, I am overwhelmed of how well this, you've had not so many weeks to do all this, and you've done so much incredible work. I've been in the delegation, the delegate trainings, and received the delegate binder, and you know, it's all overwhelming with all this information, and I can only assume how much work you've put into this, and it's just I am so grateful to be a part of ACA, and I've been wanting to tell you this since yesterday, because I am absolutely amazed. I don't have words for how interesting and how much I get out of this, and I just really want to thank you all. And all the delegates, even you people that hasn't said anything in the meetings, just that you've been and you've seen and you've participated, I think this is just absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you. I'm going to go with Sana from Finland 0053. We haven't heard from you at all yet, Sana.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I agree with Marie from Sweden, what she was saying. That's so true. I'm so grateful also. And I have just one thing, like a request for when developing new materials, new texts and so on. Like, I've been involved in the translations of the materials from English to Finnish. And one of the issues that lowers quite a lot the work and the translations is that the texts include quite a lot of idioms and metaphors in English, and these sometimes make it quite difficult to translate. So it would be really, really, really nice that when these texts are being developed, that it would be considered that those texts have to be translated into other languages, so that to keep the text as easy to translate as possible. So that's my humble request. Thank you.
Thank you, Sana. Okay. Next is Sarah O from Intergroup 002.
Hi. Hey, everybody. I'll echo the big thank you. I don't think I can word that better than Marie did. That was perfect. And I had a question about process. I don't know that there'll be an answer today, but maybe Charlie, you can speak a little bit to what is the best way to get literature considered, ideas for projects. Is it better to submit them directly to the committee or as a ballot proposal?
You can actually do one or even both. The disadvantage of the ballot proposal is it's once a year, and as we've seen, some don't pass. If you contact the literature committee, which is literature@acawso.org, or contact me on Slack or whoever the literature chair is over time, because I'll be rotating out. it can get going quite quickly. You know, at least within a couple of months, it's on our discussion process. You don't have to wait once a year. So there's really never any harm in going ahead and contacting the committee. We also are in the process of updating our website so that it will be easier just to sort of have a submission form and you click off a copyright release once we complete that. But so I would say I would always welcome anybody to contact the committee directly as a first step.
And follow up to that, is it, how long does it take to get like a trifold published online versus a book published and out to the fellowship?
The key thing is it never as quickly as we'd like. For starters, it is a group conscience process. Sometimes we are really urgently needing more reading volunteers. That has been a bottleneck. So again, as I said earlier, we've got a volunteer open house on May 16th. Information is in the Traveler. But we would like to speed it up. Our goal is to get people a response within 3 to 4 months and then begin the process of development. One big change we are working on is to get what we call review editions out earlier so that it can be out there being used in meetings and then having an ongoing revision process. So sort of get it out in the fellowship where it's being used. Take as long as even 2 or 3 years for a book to do final conference approval after you've received feedback from people using it. So that's a way of speeding the process that we are in the process of turning to.
Thank you. Okay, the next person is Laura Kay from Intergroup 610 in San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi, thank you for this time. I really wanted to just comment on the question about during the Zoom meetings, how to interact with the newcomer. And I had the experience here that I got connected with a newcomer, very newcomer, and she lives in Atlanta and she wanted a sponsor. So all it took was the host of the Zoom meeting to ask if there's anybody who is open to a sponsor or if there's anybody interested in being a sponsor. And so it was as simple as that. And now we are, we're doing the steps. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Larry from California Intergroup 584.
Hey everyone, little Larry says hi to everybody. One of my thoughts on the public outreach is to dual diagnosis centers, treatment centers, just throwing that out there. Curious about quarterly appeals, how that's going to be done online. Promise 7 events online. The idea about beginner meetings, I heard that a couple of times about beginners, how we reach out to them through our websites, and I look on the pages, even WSO and the intergroup that I represent, and I don't see the newcomer welcome in the very beginning on the pages anywhere. It's just a thought about that. Rotation of leadership. I know we have ideas and procedures for that, but doing this when we're online, how do we want to do that? And getting some of the...
10 seconds.
Thank you. The folks that are in the positions of service for the WSO to perhaps be speakers at some of our speaker meetings to inspire our fellowships to be of service. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Justine from Intergroup 599 in Pennsylvania.
Hi. I just wanted to point out a free conference call has an app. And it's my understanding that if you know when there are phone meetings, there's a phone number and an access code. And if you use that access code on the app, you can access that call without having to be dialing internationally. It's web-based then. So I think it was Dahlia who brought up earlier that a lot of the phone meetings are U.S. numbers. And I also did post to the delegate channel because I wasn't sure there'd be time for me to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Tony from Illinois 193.
Hi, I'm Tony. I'm an adult child. And for those of you asking about where do newcomers go and you think they're unthought of, Ready Set Go was developed to assist newcomers, especially developed for newcomers. We are doing 6-week sessions, online phone. I've been able to double up the sessions now with everyone being home at work. So I'm on Slack. If you look for Ready, Set, Go, you can find me everywhere. I'm here and ready and willing to share Ready, Set, Go with all of you guys. So I sent out an email to the gal from South Africa, I believe it was Marion or something, letting her know that we're coming into a time slot now. Sue gave me an idea to go into the 9 a.m. Eastern time zone to take care of people in Asia and Africa and Europe, wherever you are. So we're coming your way May 7th. Look for the flyers anywhere, hopefully in the Traveler coming up and on Slack. I try to get it out everywhere. So have faith, we're here, and we get the information from people who have done Ready, Set, Go.
Thank you, Tony.
Helpful. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, I went over.
That's okay. Next is Mikkel from Denmark 004.
Yes, hi, everybody. I forgot to say thank you for all your wonderful service, fast and swiftly executed. Thank you very much. You did a great job here. I just wanted to share about someone mentioned step work and problems about not seeing each other physically maybe for a while. I would just like to share that besides the Ready, Set, Go material, in Denmark, we have a long experience with work doing steps in work groups over about 40, 50 weeks. I did a presentation of it in Moscow last year, and I have translated a suggested overview of how to work through the steps for 40, 50 weeks, and suggested media guide that can be used. And this format can, I think, can actually pretty easily be translated into Zoom, especially if you have a professional version with the breakout groups, so you can work in smaller groups. So that's one opportunity for doing step work. So I'll just offer that to say, you know, anyone can contact me on Slack or whatever, you know, if you want to have that, and I can share experiences with it. We have more fellows in the program here in Denmark who have done it. So we'll be happy to help you with that. If that's a format that it's a little bit more expensive than the Ready, Set, Go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mikkel. Okay, next is Rick. Okay, we have Rick from DC009.
Am I unmuted? Okay.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Raise your hand again, because I think you got muted. Okay, let's see. All right. Go ahead. Now.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say that this is my first time as a delegate. I've been in the last 7 years considered going to the these annual conventions and meetings. And I just as in the home meetings I've gone to, there's no more honest and group of people with such integrity and dedication and safe space that I know of. And so refreshing to be part of this. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Time
our time is up for this. And thank you, everyone. If you have further questions or comments, of course, you can continue to put them on the Slack channel for online delegates or message any of the people directly in the service network list of committees in the binder. You can message people directly, send them emails, committees. As Charlie's mentioned, there's going to be a volunteer presentation in May. So we have all of those things. We will now take a personal needs break for 10 minutes, and let's say that we come back. Yes, 10 minutes. Set the clock, Miles, please. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody.